We're going to be studying the fifth chapter of Hilchos Talmud Torah today. Most standard Rambam, this will be in Chav Beis Amud Beis. Halacha Aleph. Kishem Sha'adam Mitzuva B'Kovid Aviv Yerasei. Just as a person is commanded to honor and to be in awe of his father, Kachu Chayav B'Kovid Rabov Yerasei. So, he is obligated to have honor, respect, and awe of his rabbi, Yosemi Aviv, more than his father. Sha'aviv Mevi'o L'chai Olam Hazeh, because his father brings him to the life of this world. Rabbo Shalom D'Chachma Mevi'o L'chai Olam Haba. And his teacher, his rabbi, who taught him wisdom, brings him to the world to come. And now the Rambam gives some examples of where the rabbi, the teacher, has precedence to the father. The Kesef Mishnah points out that all of the laws discussed here are talking not just about someone who taught him something, but about what's known in halacha as Rabba Muvhak, the teacher who taught him most of his wisdom. And as the Rambam himself will make this distinction toward the end of this chapter. Rabbe desavav avedes rabbo, if you see the lost object of your father and the lost object of your rabbi, sharabba kodemus v'shalavid, the object of his father, he can only return one at a time. He first has to go return the lost object of his rabbi before that of his father. Aviv rabba nosim b'masa, maniach shel rabba barkach shel aviv. However, if his father and his rabbi were carrying a burden, and he wants to help them unload it, first he unloads the burden of his rabbi, and then the burden of his father. Aviv rabba shvuyim, if his father and his rabbi were captured, b'shivya, in captivity. Podus rabbo, first he redeems his rabbi, v'achach podus aviv, then afterwards he redeems his father. If his father was a scholar, he redeems his father first. There is a question here, and a contradiction that the Kesef Mishnah points out, that the Rambam himself writes elsewhere that when do you give precedence to your father if he is a scholar of equal stature to your rabbi? Then, since they're of equal stature in scholarship, you do your father first. But if your father is merely a scholar, but not on the stature of your rabbi, then the rabbi who taught you most of your wisdom has precedence to your father, despite the fact that your father is also a scholar. Here the Rambam implies that if the father is a scholar, even if he's not the stature of the teacher, that he has precedence to the teacher. Similarly, the next case, as we read in the Rambam, V'chenim ha'yaviv tanuchachem, afi sheneshokul keneged rabbo, meshev avadosov, v'akach meshev avedes rabbo. Here he says it even more explicitly. If his father was a scholar, even though he's not as great as his rabbi, the previous case we could say was talking that he was as great. But here the Rambam explicitly says that he's not as great as his rabbi. Still, meshev avadosov, you return the lost object to the father, v'akach meshev avedes rabbo, and then you return the lost object of his rabbi. Because the Mishnah discusses this at length, and he really has no conclusion to resolve this difficulty. And the sources in the Gemara indicate, like the Rambam writes, not here, but elsewhere, that's in Hilchos Gezela, that the father has precedence only if he is the equal of the rabbi. And the Hagos Maimoni resolves this by saying that this is a scribal error. The words that say, even though he's not equal to his father. And he suggests that the proper reading should be that if his father is a scholar, meaning of equal stature to the rabbi. The Rambam continues, Ve'elav kavod gadol mikavod harav, lamar mimar harav. There is no honor greater than the honor you must pay to the teacher, nor the awe that you must have in his presence. Amru chacham mimar harabach tamar shemayim. The sages said, the fear of your teacher should be like the fear of heaven. Fikach Amru, therefore they said, Kol acholik al rabbo, whoever separates himself on his teacher, this will be explained later what this means exactly, V'cholik al ha-shchin, it's like one separating himself and arguing with the Divine Presence, with Hashem. Shinemar, as it says, V'atzosam al Hashem, that they argued with Hashem. When they argued against Moshe, it was the equivalent of arguing with Hashem. V'cholosam rivim rabbo, kosam rivim ha-shchin, whoever makes an argument with his teacher, it's like he's making an argument with Hashem. Shinemar, as it says, V'sharov ben Yisrael as Hashem. The people of Israel argued against Hashem, although they were actually arguing against Moshe. the Kaddish Brahman that was sanctified in this occasion. So we see that it's considered arguing against Hashem. Chol Misraim al Rabbo, whoever complains about his teacher, Chol Misraim al Hashem, it's like someone complaining about Hashem. Shneimar, it says, Lo aleinu tluna seichem, Moshe and Aaron said, your complaints are not on us, Kel Hashem, only against Hashem. Chol Maharach al Rabbo, whoever thinks ill of his rabbi, Kilu Maharach al Shechina, it's as if he's thinking ill of the Shechina of Hashem. Shneimar, it says, Vidabar am belekim of Moshe, the people spoke harshly of God and of Moshe. They spoke only of Moshe, but that was the equivalent of speaking ill of Hashem. Halacha Beis, Ezel Cholek al Rabbo. What do we mean when we say he separates himself from his rabbi? Zeshikovelo Midrash V'yoshu V'dorish U'malam et Shlo B'shus Rabbo. This is somebody who sets a place of study and sits and interprets the law, teaches, without the permission of his rabbi. For Rabbo Kaim, his rabbi is alive. But he didn't get his permission. Even if his teacher is in another country, still forbidden. And you're never allowed to render a legal decision in the presence of your rabbi. Whereas if you're not in his presence, we'll see in the next halacha that there are certain cases in which you can. Whoever renders a legal decision in the presence of his rabbi, Chayiv Misa, is liable to death. He's being very disrespectful to his rabbi. The Ketzav Mishnah brings a question against the Rambam, who says he's not allowed to teach Torah in the life of his rabbi without permission, but there's actually no source for this. The Ketzav Mishnah suggests that the issue here is not the fact that he's teaching Torah, but that he's also rendering legal decisions, which does have a source in the Gemara, but that's forbidden. And that the Rambam doesn't mean he can't teach Torah, but he means he can't teach in such a way in which he's also rendering legal decisions. If there was a distance of 12 mil, a mil is about a kilometer, between himself and his rabbi, and the person asked him a matter of halacha, then he can answer. And as we'll see later, this halacha, this means on an occasional basis, even if he didn't get permission from his rabbi, since he's far away from him, he can render decisions. But not on a permanent basis, as we'll see. To stop someone from doing a prohibited thing, even in the very presence of his rabbi, he's allowed to teach. If he saw a person doing a forbidden thing, either because he didn't know that it was prohibited, or because of his wickedness, he should stop him, and he should say to him, this matter is forbidden. Even in the presence of his rabbi, even though his rabbi did not give him permission to render decisions, wherever there's a desecration of the name of God, a person is actively breaking the commandment, in Cholkin Kavod L'Rav, there you do not have to honor the rabbi. And if you can stop him first, you should do so. Medvar Mamurim B'davish Nikra Mikra. When did we say in the previous case, in the beginning of this halacha, that you could render a legal decision if you're far away from your rabbi on an occasional basis? To set yourself up on a regular basis to decide laws, and to sit and to teach law, to anyone who asks, even if he's at one end of the world, and his rabbi's at the other end, he's not allowed to render decisions, until his rabbi dies. As long as his rabbi is alive, he's not allowed to. Elam cannot rishus rabbi, unless he gets permission from his rabbi, then it's okay. Lo kol mishemes rabbi mutalo leishiv ulaharis b'torah. Even if his rabbi died, not everyone is automatically entitled to sit and to teach and render legal decisions in the Torah. Elam kenayatamet shigil ara. He has to be a student who reaches the level of rendering legal decisions, and he has to be qualified and competent to do so. The Ketzav Mishnah interprets the Rambam in this whole matter, that even when you ask permission, he says that it's permitted only if you're outside of the immediate range of the rabbi and on an occasional basis. That's how he interprets the Rambam's view. Halacha Dalet. Chol Talmid Shlo Gila Ra Moram. Any student who has not reached the level of being able to decide legal questions, and he does do so, Hareza Rasha, he is wicked, Shota, foolish, V'gasa Ruach, and arrogant. Well, of Nehemar, concerning him, it says, Kirabim chalolam hipila, the Gomer. Many corpses have fallen as a result of this.
And Chacham Shegila Ra,
similarly, a sage who has reached the stage of rendering decisions, Einamar, he does not do so. Reza Manei Torah, he is withholding Torah. V'nasim Achsholos Lefneu Ibrim, and he's causing the blind to stumble, because he could lead them, and he doesn't. Concerning such, it says, many and mighty are all those that are killed. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the first pasuk, Kiram Chalon Mepila, many corpses were caused to fall, that the expression here is that used for a miscarriage, because these are like unborn children, these rabbis who don't know any better, and they teach erroneously. And the other pasuk that the rabbi brings right here, mighty are all those that it kills, he says the word atzum also means to close your eye. The people who are competent and are qualified and do not do so, close their eyes, many people die as a result. Rambam continues, Elo tamid maktanim shlohirbu Torah karoi. Rambam says that what we're referring to here as those who teach when they shouldn't are the small students who have not studied enough Torah. They want to be big shots in the presence of the ignorant people. And between the people of their city. The Kovtsim, they jump. They sit at the head. Lodim, Ulaharos Bisrael, to render judgment and law in Israel. They cause many arguments. They destroy the world. And they are those that extinguish the light of the Torah. And they destroy the vineyard of the Lord of Hosts. Shlomo in his wisdom said concerning such people, Achzulanu Shualim, Shualim Ktanim Mechablim Chromim. We've been held on by the foxes, the little foxes who destroy the vineyards. Halacha hey. The Asil Olatam Likus Rabba Bishmo, Afilu Shalom Bafanov. A student is not allowed to refer to his rabbi by name, even when he's not in his presence. Of course, when he's not in his presence, he could say, Rabbi, my teacher, my rabbi, so and so. But he can't just refer to him straight by name. Bhushiya Hashem Ploi. This is only if it's a very distinctive name. Shakala Shemeya Yedeshu Ploni. That everyone who hears knows that it's referring specifically to his rabbi. Well, Yaske Shmo Bafanov, he shouldn't mention his name in his presence. Afilo Likos Achem Shishmam Kishem Rabo. Kadesh Shosu Bishem Abid. Even if he's referring to, not calling his rabbi by his own given name, but referring to somebody else who has the same name as his rabbi, he shouldn't do so, just like you don't do with your father. You should change their name, that is the name of the person you're calling, you shouldn't refer to with the same name as your rabbi. Even after the death of the rabbi, you can't refer to him, to anyone with that name. Now the rabbi seems to be saying here, that this applies only when the name is Ploi, is a very unique kind of name. The Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Mamrim, specifically that if your rabbi has an unusual name, you're not supposed to call anybody else by that name. Whereas if he has a common name, the Rambam says, like Avram or Yitzhak or Yaakov, you can call someone else with that name. And that's okay. However, the earlier part here of the Rambam is perplexing, and the Kesef Mishnah remains without an answer. Here the Rambam seems to be saying that if the name is not unusual, not only can you call someone else with that name, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, but he seems to be saying that you can call the rabbi, not in his presence or even with his presence, by name, if the name is not an unusual name. Which really contradicts what the Rambam says in that other source, in Hilchos Mamrim, that under no circumstances are you supposed to call your rabbi by his name, whether it's in his presence or not, and that the whole issue of the unusual name is only vis-a-vis referring to other people who happen to have the same name as your rabbi. V'lo yitin shalom l'rabbi, the Rambam continues, you shouldn't greet your rabbi. Or return his greeting, in the same way that you give to your friends and return their greetings. In other words, you don't just say shalom or shalom aleichem the way you would to someone else. Ela shochel afonav, but he bows before him. V'yomer lo v'yir avachavod, and he says with awe and honor, shalom alecha rabbi, peace unto you, my teacher. So the prohibition is to greet him or return his greeting in an undignified way. Nosan al-Rabba shalom yasal shalom alecha rabbi umari. If his rabbi greeted him, he should respond to him by saying, peace unto you, my rabbi and teacher. Alecha vav, v'chein lo yachlots tefillin l'fnei rabbo. You shouldn't remove your tefillin in the presence of your rabbi. You uncover your head slightly when you do so, and that's disrespectful. You shouldn't recline in his presence, but sit like one sitting before a king. He's not supposed to pray in front of his rabbi or behind his rabbi or on the side of his rabbi. He goes without saying that he can't walk on his side. He's treating him like an equal, and that's disrespectful. He should distance himself in the back of his rabbi. But not exactly behind him. And then pray. See, if he's behind him, he's not disrespectful. He's showing that he is behind him. But he can't be directly behind him. Then it would look as if he's praying to him. So where he should pray is behind him, but not directly behind him. Behind and on the side. You shouldn't go together with your rabbi into the bathhouse. You shouldn't sit in the place of your rabbi. You shouldn't come on to one side of your rabbi's words in his presence. Because the Mishnah explains that if your rabbi and somebody else was arguing in a matter of halacha, you shouldn't present arguments in favor of the other opinion. You shouldn't contradict his words. You shouldn't sit before him until he tells you to sit. You shouldn't get up and to leave from his presence until he tells you to get up. Until he gets permission. You can ask if he may leave. When you leave the presence of your rabbi, you shouldn't turn your back. He, in a humble way, walks backwards with his face facing the face of his rabbi. He's obligated to stand up from the presence of his rabbi from the time that he sees him from a distance, from when his eyes can make him out. He must stand up until he goes out of sight. He doesn't see his stature anymore, and then he can sit down. A person is obligated to go visit his rabbi on the festivals. Lachaches. In Chok and Kavod Atam, B'nei Rabba Olam Kein Derech Rabba Olachok Lo Kavod. You do not honor a student in the presence of his rabbi unless it is the custom of the rabbi to so honor his student. Cholam Lachosho Eved Osel Rabba Tamed Osel Rabba. All of the work that a servant does for his master, the student should do for his teacher. Vayi B'mokim Shemakir Noso V'lohayi Lo Tfilin. If he was in a place where he wasn't recognized and he wasn't wearing tefillin, he didn't have any. When the student is afraid, people will say he's a slave. If he was wearing tefillin, they would know that he's not a slave. But since he doesn't have them, people will think he's a slave. So he doesn't put on his shoes and take them off, which is the most menial of labors. Now, if the rabbi doesn't allow his student to serve him, he might say, I don't want him to serve me. That's bad. He's removing from him kindness and taking away from him the fear of heaven, because the student could learn so much from serving his master. Any student who is lightheaded in any matter concerning the honor of his teacher causes the divine presence to leave Israel. Lachates. Ra Rabba over al divrei Torah, if he sees his rabbi transgressing the words of the Torah, Omelo, he should say to him in a dignified way, Limadatenu Rabbeinu kach v'kach, our rabbi taught us such and such. He doesn't go and say, you're doing wrong. He just says, our rabbi taught us such and such. Chozman shemaski shmur befonav Omelo kach limadatenu Rabbeinu. Whenever, when you're discussing with him and you quote a teaching that he said, you say, thus our rabbi taught us. He shouldn't say something that he did not hear from his rabbi unless he mentions who he heard it from. Like the Kesef Mishnah explains that if the student says anything over, it will be assumed that it is in the name of his rabbi, even if he doesn't say so. Therefore, if he heard it from someone else, he should indicate who he heard it from. Kshiyamas Rabbo, when his teacher dies, Kareya Kol Begadav, he tears all of his clothing. Achimagalas Libo, until he uncovers his heart. It's the same way that you would tear Kriya for a father or a mother. Veina Ma'achala Olam, and you never re-sew that the way you would for other relatives besides a father and a mother. Medvar Memurim, now when do all of these rules apply that we said until now in this chapter? The Rabbo Muvak, in his main rabbi, Shalomad Mimena Rav Chachmaso, that he learned from him most of his wisdom. Avum Lalomad Mimena Rav Chachmaso, if he did not learn from him most of his wisdom, Arez a Talmud Chaver, then he's considered like a student who is somewhat of a colleague. He's not obligated to respect him in all of the matters that we mentioned. Avul, but Alminul Fanav, he does stand up in his presence. The Korea Lov Gishem Shu Korea Kolamesim Shu Masabal Aleim. And he does tear Kriya, he tears his garments, not like over the father and mother, but like the other relatives over whom one is obligated to mourn. Afilu Lelomad Mimeno Eladavar Echad. Even if he learned from him only one thing, in Kotten Ben Gadol, whether small or large, Omen Mufanov, he has to show respect by standing before him, the Korea Olov, and he has to tear his garments when he dies. Lacha Yud. Any sage who has the right mental attitudes and is wise, he doesn't speak before someone who is wiser than him, even though he didn't learn anything from him. So even though there's no out and out obligation or restriction, since this isn't his rabbi, still a wise man will let the wiser person speak first. If the main rabbi wants to, that is the rabbi who the student is obligated to have all of the levels of respect that were discussed in this chapter, if he wants to be mochel on his kavod, he wants to tell the student that it's okay not to give him a certain type of respect. In all of the things mentioned here, in any one of them, whether it's to all of the students, or to one of them, Rishus Piyado, he has that right. The rabbi can suspend the honor that is due to him. Even if the rabbi suspended the honor, a student is obligated to show respect to him. Even during that time of suspension, he still has to treat him in a respectful way. Halacha Yud Beis. Just as the students are obligated to respect to the teacher, so the teacher has to honor his students and draw them close. Thus the sages said, the honor of your students should be precious to you as your own. A person has to be careful with his students and to love them. They're the students who give you benefit in this world. They're like your children who give you benefit in this world and in the next. The students increase the wisdom of the rabbi and broaden his heart. The sages said, I learned a lot of wisdom from my teachers. Yosem Chaverai, I learned even more from my colleagues. Mitamida Yosem Mikulam, from my students, I learned more than any of the others. Kashem Sheitz Katan Madlik as a Gadol, just like a little piece of wood can cause a big piece to catch fire. Katamut Katan Machadet Harav, so even a small student sharpens the teacher. Achiyotzi Mimena B'Shalosa of Chachma Mufuara, so that he can extract from him, through his questions, a great and wonderful wisdom.